In the morning it was raining, and a hard wind was rattling the glass at the rear of the building. He stood looking out. A steel dock half-collapsed and submerged in the bay, the wheelhouses of sunken fishing boats standing out of the gray chop. Nothing moving out there. Anything that could move had long been blown away. His leg was throbbing, and he pulled away the dressing and disinfected the wound and looked at it, the flesh swollen and discolored in the truss of the black stitching. He dressed it and pulled his blood-stiffened trousers back on. They spent the day there, sitting among the boxes and crates.
"You have to talk to me," he said.
"I'm talking."
"Are you sure?"
"I'm talking now."
"You want me to tell you a story?"
"No."
"Why not?"
The boy looked at him and looked away.
"Why not?"
"Those stories aren't true."
"They don't have to be true. They're stories."
"Yes, but in the stories, we're always helping people. And we don't help people."
"Why don't you tell me a story?"
"I don't want to."
"Okay."
"I don't have any stories to tell."
"You could tell me a story about yourself.
You already know all the stories about me. You were there."
"You have stories inside that I don't know about."
"You mean like dreams?"
"Like dreams. Or just things that you think about."
"Yeah, but stories are supposed to be happy."
"They don't have to be."
"You always tell happy stories."
"You don't have any happy ones?"
"They're more like real life."
"But my stories aren't."
"Your stories aren't, no."
The man watched him. "Real life is pretty bad."
"What do you think?"
"Well, I think we're still here. A lot of bad things have happened, but we're still here."
"Yeah."
"What, you don't think that's so great?"
"It's okay."
They'd pulled a work table up to the windows and spread out their blankets, and the boy was lying there on his stomach, looking out across the bay. The man sat with his legs stretched out. On the blanket between them were the two pistols and the box of flares. After a while, the man said,
"I think it's pretty good. It's a pretty good story. It counts for something."
"It's okay, Papa. I just want to have a little quiet time."
"What about dreams? You used to tell me dreams sometimes."
"I don't want to talk about anything."
"Okay."
"I don't have good dreams, anyway. They're always about something bad happening. You said that was okay because good dreams aren't a good sign."
"Maybe. I don't know."
"When you wake up coughing, you walk out along the road or somewhere, but I can still hear you coughing."
"I'm sorry."
"One time I heard you crying."
"I know."
"So, if I shouldn't cry, you shouldn't cry either."
"Okay."
"Is your leg going to get better?"
"Yes."
"You're not just saying that?"
"Nope."
"Because it looks really hurt."
"It's not that bad."
"The man was trying to kill us, wasn't he?"
"Yes, he was."
"Did you kill him?"
"No." "Yes."
"Okay."
"Is that all right?"
"Yes."
"I thought you didn't want to talk."
"I don't."